Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Grammy-nominated hip-hop producer Metro Boomin stays busy making hit albums and touring the country and the world. But his hometown is St. Louis. Producer Maya Norfleet caught up with Metro Boomin while he was in STL last weekend. In addition to life and career highlights, the importance of trust, and what it means to be part of hip-hop culture, Metro shared about what and who brought him home to St. Louis this time around. Here's Maya.
So let's start with just why we're here, the reason for, you know, the event, the occasion that we're here for, to honor single moms and to honor your mom. Along with honoring your mother, why are single mothers superheroes to you?
You know, I grew up with a single mother my whole life, so I've seen firsthand all the things I've seen her overcome and achieve, and you know, the lengths that she has gone and went, you know, always for her babies and to put all five of her kids first. So, you know, I've seen that firsthand, and I know there are so many single mothers out there, you know what I'm saying, just on their own, just putting it all on the line for their kids. So, you know, I definitely feel for them.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of negative rhetoric around single mothers from black boys and black men, especially online nowadays.
Yeah, I never knew about that. It's so crazy. I never even was hip to that until, like, a lot of the stuff I've been doing, you know, because I would just see things. I never even thought that was even possible to be a thing, you know what I'm saying? But I don't understand it. I mostly started to see it, like, I was on tour and I was doing the donations for the different organizations every night in every city, and I started to see that and I was like, what? Like, how could anybody have a problem with something like that? But you know.
Do you hope to serve as a role model in how to respect single moms?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, no matter what they think or say or whatever, you know, their opinion is, I'm gonna continue to push forward my mission, you know, just knowing that it's the right thing to me, you know.
It's been quite a year. 2024 is a lot. When you look back, what are some of those highlights, personally or professionally?
Well, personally, you know, just being with my family and watching my youngest brothers and sisters grow up, you know, through school and everything they're going through with that, and you know, reminding me when I was in the eighth grade and the fourth grade, so I mean, third grade, I'm sorry. But yeah, and then professionally, I mean, put two albums out, you know, that's my passion, you know, creating full bodies of work, so that's, it's always good and a relief to put those out and to receive well, so that and the tour, you know, I can't complain. Yeah. In good health.
Trust is a occurring theme in your work. What are some of those non-negotiables for those that are in your circle in order to trust them?
You have to stand for something. You have to have some sort of moral compass. And I feel like more and more today, like, that's lost, you know. I feel like a lot of people are compromised a lot of things in their integrity and anything, you know, to get to where they want to be, you know, and I feel like that's dangerous. That's a dangerous type of person to be around. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's cool, but I don't need that close around me, you know. We were raised with morals and codes and, you know, religion, and even whatever your religion is, I feel like it's just important to have some kind of, like, foundation and base to stand on, you know, so you never veer too far off. So that's one of the most important ones.
Your albums with Future, We Don't Trust You and then We Still Don't Trust You, has inspired conversation of what it means to embody the spirit and the culture of hip hop. What qualities does someone need to have to truly be a part of the culture, in your opinion?
I feel like to be a part of the culture, just in my opinion, you know, everybody talks about the culture. I feel like to be a part of the culture, I feel like you need to be contributing something to it. You know, a lot of people take, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of stuff for selfish gain, but I just feel like you need to contribute something to it. You need to add something to it. You know what I'm saying? You need to give something back to it. You know what I'm saying?
When you say something, is there an example of what that something looks like in your opinion?
Oh, that is a good question. Yeah, I would say like helping move it forward. So like even with music and hip hop and our culture and just everything from growing up, like you have people that added things to it, like even growing up, huge Tupac fan, like people like this moved our culture forward, like progressively at the same time. Like he was out trying to get black people to vote. He was out, you know what I'm saying, speaking about a lot of the things and injustices against us, and as well as just delivering these timeless bodies of work that, you know, things like that, just musically, that contributes to the culture too, because it's stuff that is over 20 years ago, well, 30 years ago now, and it's still relevant today. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd say that's a contribution to the culture.
You regularly come to St. Louis for performances. You always show in love. Are there any plans to be here around June 4th where two of your reoccurring collaborators, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, are going to be performing at the Dome? Are you going to be here for it?
Wow, June 4th they're going to be here?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'll put it on your calendar right now. You know, I'm just putting it out there. It's okay to think about.
I might need to pop out.
Yes. All right, I just had to sneak that in because I know I'm about to run out of time. With you being a prominent figure in music brings a lot of praise and also a lot of noise. How do you keep yourself grounded with so much going on around you?
I always think about my mom, man. Even when she was here, I would think about, you know, if I wouldn't call and ask her, I would just think, but like, man, was she approve of me doing this? Or what would she say about this or what? Like, that's always been like just ingrained in me. So, you know, it even more is now because I can't ask her. I can't, you know what I'm saying? So I have to always ask myself, like, yo, would she approve of this? Am I doing too much right here? Is this too much? Would she be okay with this being seen? I always think about that kind of stuff. So that and just my faith, you know, I wake up and pray every day as soon as I wake up. So I feel like that and that, it just keeps me like grounded from ever going too far off and, you know, just becoming lost.
That was Grammy-nominated hip-hop producer Metro Boomin in conversation with producer Maya Norfleet. He was in St. Louis last weekend to honor his late mother, Leslie Joanne Wayne, with a special private event that celebrates single mothers.
This episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Maya Norfleet. Podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.